I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And very happy to welcome back to our studios Mark Olson, and happy that this time he brought along Ingen Ringvold. They are performing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, and that show starts at 8, Courtney Yasmina opening it up, and then you two take the stage around 8:45, right?
That's the plan.
Well, it's just delightful to have you back, Mark. So thanks for joining us, and thanks for coming, Ingen. Nice to meet you for the first time.
Nice to meet you too.
And you have a new album out called I have to have it in front of me. It's kind of a long title, "Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun," and it's a very bright cover. Everything about it is kind of bright.
Yeah. Well, we just got an article in a review in No Depression saying that it's what did they say, Ingen? That it's, the album is good or better than any Jayhawks record that was ever made. And and that it's outstanding musical experience. So we hope people will go out. What we're finding out in this day and age is we actually have to go somewhere to get people to buy our records. It's just the way it is. We have fans, but when we show up in town, then they buy the record. And now people are noting on social media and all these new articles are coming out. Like, this is a fantastic record. So if you make a record and put it out, that doesn't mean anyone's going to listen to it. Only now, after we've gone around for 3 months straight, we've toured nonstop since the day our record came out. We were in Australia for 1 month.
Wow.
And New Zealand. And we were in Ireland and in Holland for a month. When we go somewhere, we can usually get about 12 shows in each country we go to. And when we added up Australia and New Zealand over the course of the month, it was a wonderful time. But we've just been doing this going around, and we have all these different instruments, and we play this music that's completely shocking and unexpected to people. It's not Americana in any way, shape, or form. So it's an exhilarating experience. Anyone that wants to come down to the Red Herring, they are going to get herring tonight. Truly Red Herring, because this is a unique thing. Ingen wasn't able to come last time, but she's here now. And if you get right up in front, you're going to see one of the best women musicians touring in America right now. She plays the kanun, which is an Armenian harp.
Which is, it's beautiful. I will have to put a picture online because it's just
a
lovely instrument. And
it sounds
lovely too.
Perfect. And then she plays the djembe. And she plays it very well, the djembe. And then also she plays the mellotron, which we have an old mellotron that we're touring with in America. We can't take that abroad. And it just sounds great.
Is it really heavy? Are those things really heavy? I don't really know anything about a mellotron.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
But it has all the old tapes. And we put all the strings on our new album. We did the string arrangements ourselves. And we put it all up on the new album. And somebody in Uncut Magazine or Mojo Magazine sound like we were flash mobbed by an orchestra or something. So we cranked it up.
Well, there are some very interesting sounds on the new album, and I definitely want to talk about that. Why don't we get started with a song, and then we'll come back and talk more about it. What do you want? What would you like
this
to get started with?
This is called Running Circles.
All right.
With me a while.
tell you that you're strong, tell you that you're true. Walk with me a while. Shelter us from harm, shelter our family. Soon, still somewhere, we are here just to try. Lord, where we go, costumes, lovers, tie, small shacks, earthquake, sand, with some builder's straw. You're strong, I tell you that you're true. Walk with me a while. I tell you that you're strong, I tell you that you're true. Walk with me a while. Laughing, dear friend, poetry. Laughing, dear friend, mystery. Laughing, dear friend. I tell you that you're strong, I tell you that you're true. Walk with me a while. I tell you that you're strong, I tell you that you're true. Walk with me a while. Shelter us from harm, shelter our family. Run in circles, barefoot friends in the field. Barefoot friends in the field.
That is Mark Olson and Ingen Ringvold live from Studio A. That was lovely. Ingen, I really want to know more about this instrument that you're playing. And it's, I know you've been playing this for a really long time, right?
Not really.
Okay.
But I a couple of years back, before Goodbye Lizelle, which was the album before this one, we were sort of in a strange place where I couldn't be in America and Mark couldn't be in Europe for a very long time. So,
and
you're
originally from Norway, which,
yeah,
I don't think we've said that yet. So
I'm from Norway. Yeah,
I should probably explain that.
So we looked up places where we could spend some time together, and Mark found this organization out of LA who takes Americans to Armenia, and we were learning about the culture and the folk music. We knew that they had gorgeous folk music, so but we really didn't know how beautiful their folk music is. They were teaching us about their composers, and we were learning songs, and I had a teacher who taught me how to play this instrument. So I didn't really have a plan of buying the harp when I got there. It was just kind of something we wanted to do for our own personal development.
So Ingen, but you have a musical background in Norway as well. So what was your musical background before you took up this instrument?
Well, I've always been singing from when I was a kid. I was always part of music, always, I was always, singing in choirs, playing the piano, and all my siblings were playing an instrument, my parents were playing an instrument, we had, instruments around the house, so music was a huge part of my life, and when I met Mark, music became even bigger, and I didn't know that it could actually get bigger because it was following me every day. And now for the last years, Mark and I, it's like he said, we had people tell us that why don't you just quit? You should quit touring, you should quit making music, get a job or something, and we decided, we're not gonna quit. We're gonna expand our horizon. We're gonna go and we're gonna learn some new instruments. We're gonna go and buy some new guitars. We're gonna pursue something. We're gonna go after something. So that's what we've been doing for the last years, kind of a little bit in hiding, I think. We've been isolated. That's mostly because we've been in the desert, mm-hmm. and it's a very strange place, but it's a great place to work and, great place to rehearse and read and think about things and talk about things and make plans. So that's what we've been doing for the last years. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very fruitful couple of years for us personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've grown as musicians, and that's kind of the path that we want to be on, that we want to constantly be growing and constantly be learning new things, and we've already started planning our next record, our next record, let's do this, and we're excited about music still.
I think I'd read, Mark, that you kind of had a sound in mind when you were going into it, as far as, some of the strings that are on there, the Mellotron, and almost like a 60s vibe. Is that right?
That's what we were going for. We were going for that joy that was present in the records of the 60s. Like, it feels like they were discovering things for the first time, let's try this. Oh, that sounds like fun, let's put it on the record. Like, that joy that has left a lot of the music, we wanted to bring it back. And that's why we don't do a lot of Pro Tools editing.
We don't do any Pro Tools.
Because what happens a lot of the time is that it's like, when do you say enough is enough? Like, you can always do one more chop,
right,
I mean?
Right.
And for our experience, when we try to do that, we listen back and it's like, we can't put this on a record. It's like, there's no joy in the vocals anymore. So that we've been trying to do something kind of like pure and joyful, and we have a really sunny, bright, colorful record cover. Now, that doesn't mean that we're like sunny and bright all the time.
No, like, we're dark.
We've had our dark moments, But that's where we want to go. Is like, that's where our soul wants to go, is towards joy and brightness of our soul,
So you recorded this album at home in Joshua Tree, right?
Yeah.
And so you have kind of your own particular rig that you got, a field recorder, but I mean, it sounds really...
It's a very pristine machine. Mm-hmm. It's from Switzerland, am I right?
Yeah.
And it has,
of course.
Yeah, it's pristine. It's used for classical music, to record classical music.
Yeah,
and it's also used to record nature sounds. People would go out in the field and, capture birds.
All the field recordings you've heard.
And it's warm sounding. So that's what we're going for, the warm sound.
And not a lot of effects or no editing. We just record with a field recorder. And then we have a man who's been helping us, who worked with the Monkees of all groups, who worked with Hal Blaine. And he actually recorded the sounds of the old studios. So the room sounds on our record are the old studios from the 60s. So I think that makes a little difference. I think it adds this little element of really niceness. And we actually had a bass player who's a wonderful musician. And we told him to overplay, and the bass becomes like a part of like this melodic thing, you know. So it's just Ingen and I, a bass player, and then a drummer percussionist. It's just the four of us.
And yeah, you had a drummer that lived nearby?
Yeah. He's great.
Fortunately.
He's an L.A. musician.
He's an L.A. cat.
That came out to Joshua Tree the recent years. He bought a house there with his wife. And
he's played with Lou Reed and so many other people. His name's Danny
very
Frankel.
Talented.
He's a wonderful musician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just so many different instruments. So tell me about what made it onto the album as far as what you play on there.
Well, when we were... when you know Mark wrote all the songs, but you know when he brought them to me, we were kind of trying to we were always like you know trying out should this instrument be the core of the song, like should we do it on the piano, should we do it on the harp, or you know we were almost like messing around with that, and then we finally settled into something, and you know, Mark plays the dulcimer and a bunch of guitars, and we kind of, you know, use the instruments that we had in our house and that we can play. And then before this record, I was looking for a new keyboard. I had was touring with a Farfisa that I kind of grew a little tired of, and I was like, I cannot do another tour with this keyboard. I want something new.
Don't you like the high whiny sound of the Farfisa?
Yeah, there are some cool elements to it, but I wanted something new, and it took me about a year to settle on the Mellotron that I have now.
And
but
I'm explain,
so happy
will
that
you explain
did.
What that is for people that aren't familiar with it?
Okay, so the Mellotron is all the sounds from there's a guy in Sweden who makes them now. It's a digital version, and he has all the old tapes.
Because it used to be tapes
and
that would get...
Yeah, so it's a digital version that I have, but it has like all the exact sounds. So it has all the strings, flutes, you know, brass.
But it's not just a tape. It's a tape of a violin, and then you press violin, and there used to be a tape that went around. But it's not only the tape. It has some extra, like, reverb-y elements, and the pianos have real reverb-y and warbly elements that make it sound really good when it's mixed in with a song. When you hear it just by itself, it sounds very, like, kind of exotic and strange. But when you mix it in with the music... it adds this element that can only be described as the Beatles, the Monkees, the Partridge Family, the Doors. You know, when you hear those bands, they definitely had that sound, and part of it was the Mellotron.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, and it definitely it just adds something on this album. You can definitely tell that you've been expanding
your sound
a bit.
We turned it way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was my first time doing, like, string arrangements, which... in a way, they're not like string arrangements for me. They're just like, you know, harmonies that I hear in my head. And I would, you know, bring some ideas to Mark. And what do you think about this? And he would say yes or no. And then, you know, expand on this. And so that's how that came about. We were, you know, doing that work together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be so much fun to do our next record. Because, yeah, that was really new. For me, that was a new thing that I didn't know that I could do.
Oh, nice. So now you kind of have that under your belt, and now you can play, you know, expand what you're doing
with
it.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to do next?
We'll do a song off the album. This is called Mary Frances Strong. You might want to turn this. Normally, I run this through an amp. This is a dulcimer. So you might want to turn this up quite a bit because it's the only melody instrument going. How will you
pear blossom traffic light. Mary wanted to chase the air, made a sun wheel April sky. We can watch the river that soon will cross. My love is a friend for all time, a friend for Mary Frances Strong. My love, how will you see your days? Will you walk this way? Yeah, yeah. A friend for all time, a friend for Mary Frances Strong. My love, how will you see your days? Will you walk this way?
That's Mark Olson and Ingen Ringvold live from Studio A. How long have you been playing the dulcimer, Mark?
I've played it on every record that I've made since 1997.
Wow.
So the first song I did was She Picks the Violets on the original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers. Then on the second record, I did Owens Valley Day. That's one of my favorite ones I did with this instrument. And then on the third record, I did Skip to My Lou, and it goes on and on and on. Then on the next record, I did, we both carried a jar, Walking Through Nevada. And then on the next record, I did Nurse Strand Woods. I have an entire album of dulcimer songs now, and they're all about Minnesota, and they're all about my relatives, a lot of them. That Nurse Strand Woods, I had a... My grandparents were dairy farmers in Faribault, and Nurse Strand Woods is a state park right there. And a lot of that was about, I went to live with my grandmother after I came back to Minnesota from high school in California. And she used to drive so slow. It was unbelievable. Like, we would go from Faribault to Red Wing, and she literally was driving 25 miles per hour. And I was reading a book at the time. It was East of Eden by John Steinbeck, and there was some kind of on the cover, there was a man and a woman in a sort of a sexy pose, I don't know. And she thought that I really should put that book down, but that wasn't something I should be reading. So anyway, it was a great time, and I still draw a lot of my songs from the things that they talked about, and I try to make my relatives out to be kind of heroic in ways because I think of them in that way. Even though it was a different time, it's hard for me to imagine being on a farm in Faribault my entire life like they were. It's hard to imagine that. Like, I still have an uncle down there. My grandparents have passed on, but I can't imagine it after all the traveling we do, the different places we are, you know, writing songs, recording songs. It's all very exciting, you know. It's a lot of interesting places and times that we get a chance to experience that that generation, they just lived a completely different life than us. And I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you've been, you know, we talked about Armenia. We talked about New Zealand and Australia. I know you were in South Africa together for a while. So really, you just get this, have this global perspective that a lot of people don't have.
Well, I think that people in our generation have it because it only costs $100 to get on a flight now.
Mm-hmm.
To anywhere, really. Well, there's flights now to Europe for $100.
Where are these flights? Because I would like to take one right now.
Okay, well, they're on Norwegian Air.
Norwegian Air or WOW Air. Icelandic Air, fly out of Minneapolis.
You got to go on WOW Air, but man, do not check anything on WOW Air, okay?
Good to know.
This drum lost by WOW Air.
Oh, yeah. No.
Just recently. And literally, there are flights for $100.
So wow. And but you got it back. I'm happy that you,
got it.
It
took like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one day it rolled up to the house. And they didn't have any record of it. We don't have any record of it.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to wrap up with one directly off the album, Spokeswoman of the Bright Sun. And it's Dear Elizabeth. You want to say anything about that particular tune?
Oh, we just, that's one that came out really good, and we recorded it. We didn't use a click track, just Ingen and I singing. Danny came in, and then Ingen added the strings on the bridge that are really nice. And just the song just kind of came together in a sweet little package, and we put it first on the album. And we made a nice video. You can go on. You want to tell them about?
Yeah, we did a little photo shoot during the super bloom in Joshua Tree. In April, we were there and we're like, this is incredible. There's yellow flowers all around the town. And the hill behind our house was just covered in yellow flowers. And that's the photo that we took that's on the front cover of the album. It's from the super bloom. And so we did some photos, and we did also did some videos, and we put the takes together, and it's a fun little snippet.
So I've never been to the desert, sadly, but so super bloom is like after it rains and suddenly everything kind of explodes.
Yeah.
And how long does it last?
But
usually?
Last very long.
Yeah, I've been there for 20 years in this neighborhood where I know everyone in my neighborhood. I've been there 20 years. I have never seen that hillside. The thing is, it's not like when it rains, okay, the whole desert explodes. It's a very localized thing. So some areas will get a lot of flowers. And in my case, this is the first time in 20 years we've ever had flowers on that hillside.
Wow.
There's a lot of dried bushes that after a winter, after a bit of rain, will green up for a few weeks, you know, but they don't have flowers. And then they go back into this dormant state, basically.
As long as we're talking about vegetation, Mark, I was very curious about the teas that you were making. You mentioned in the information about the album, it talks about
right now
how you, now are these like healthy teas?
Yes.
In the thing for the album, it talks about how while you were making the album, you were, you know, making these herbal teas from recipes from a book you got from a thrift shop or something.
Yep.
And that sounded right up my alley. So I wanted to hear more.
Well, out there, it started with a lot of turmeric-based things. I would
very good for you.
Yeah, I would cook up a lot of turmeric, and then I started to add red clover, and I started to add alfalfa. I think what I was kind of doing I kind of had this idea that somewhere along the line I was, and then I added nettle. Somewhere along the line, I was missing some trace element. Okay, because I was starting to feel like There was a certain part of my health that wasn't keeping up, and so I felt like if I could just get a certain trace element, and that's what I was looking for. I was looking for boron because I had read that in Israel that their agriculture retains a lot of boron in the soil, and people in Israel do not really have arthritis. I don't know if that is true or not, but I read that, and so I started to think of ways to get boron into my diet more because I have some injuries from early athletics that have started to get a little bit, more than a little bit, arthritic. So that's sort of like the other side of that. And so I was looking for boron. I was looking for a way to deliver the boron into my system. And nettle and some of these other things, alfalfa, red clover, some of these things, they pick up a lot of nutrients in the soil. And that's why they use them for animals and stuff. Because alfalfa, animals are healthy when they eat alfalfa. It's full of stuff. And now I've just discovered American ginseng, which is grown in Wisconsin, and I've been drinking a lot of that recently.
Well, this is wonderful.
Have you drank that before?
No, I have not.
You got to try it. Okay. They grow it right down the road in Marathon. It's the capital of ginseng, and people from Asia. In fact, it's supposed to be the best ginseng in the world. Apparently, the market has dropped out, so you might be able to get some cheap. I've been drinking it in this, like, freeze-dried form, and I just feel great. I don't know what else to say. I feel better than I've ever felt,
I'm loving this. We've heard some beautiful music. We've gotten tips on cheap flights and tips on healthy teas. So
I would say so. You can,
we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we went to this tea lounge in Seattle when we played there, and I bought this little thermos for Mark, this tea thermos. And then we have a little water boiler in that we bring in every night, so we make our own coffee because I cannot do that weak hotel coffee. I need something really strong. And Mark makes his teas. And yeah, so we just kind of, we're a tea.
Go into truck stops with all these bags of teas and pour them into this thing and then pour the boiling water over and say thank you. And I don't spend any money and I feel guilty.
For that hot water.
I got to put a Snickers bar in that tea drink and watch it melt.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mark Olson and Ingen Ringvold.
See us at the Red Herring.
And they're going to be playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Courtney Yasmina is opening at 8 o'clock, and they're saying they're going to take the stage around 8:45. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Andrew Ressler and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.